Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Fool.
Okay, hi everyone, and sorry for the delay for the last few weeks, but we have finally come to the end of the international window, let's go through international season for a little bit. Sam Allardyce opens up with a win.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think England basically got exactly what it says on the tin with Sam Allardyce. He's not going to be playing pretty. He likes his attacking players, and he doesn't mind playing attacking, but he will do all the basics right. And
yeah, exactly. That's always been his focus, is get the basics right, get the win in, and then start worrying about how it looks after that.
Yeah, I mean, all credit to him. Like, I think he's always been very innovative. He's always tried to bring up new techniques, especially when it came to like coaching and getting the players. And he is a good motivator of players, and he knows how to do that man management thing right. The coaching he will not have to do as much in the England setup, but the man management, that could work out really well for him. And tactically, well, as long as he keeps watching and following and gets the right advice around him, I think he can probably... I think I've seen it written down on the forums everywhere, pretty much. England are probably not going to win anything with Sam Allardyce in charge, but they won't get relegated.
Yeah. Didn't realize there was relegation zone in this, but yeah, pretty much. I mean, England haven't been winning anything for a while, so I think they'll do better than what they've been currently doing. But once again, yeah, whether they'll be able to actually be there at the actual business ends of tournaments and be competing for cups or not, it's a different story. But it's been a long while since they've actually done that anyway. And they've had great expectations at multiple tournaments the last, 10, 15, 20 years, and always come up short. So maybe this time there'll be the lack of expectations. Maybe it might do the opposite, who knows?
And, well, it's going to Russia, and Russia just barely scraped into playing in the Olympics, which was, I think, a shocker of a decision by the Olympic Committee, where they should have just done a blanket ban, in my opinion. And, quite frankly, if more stuff comes up, FIFA may end up banning Russia from their own World Cup. Like, I don't know if they'll take the hosting rights away, but
that'd be really weird, though, to have it there and not have their team banned. That'd just be super weird.
Otherwise, they would have to move back to Brazil, and I don't know if Brazil wants to host another World Cup hosting a World Cup and an Olympics, and then
another one. Yeah, who knows there? But yeah, as I say, it would just be weird if it was at Russia, but the Russian team had been banned. That would just be like the most weirdest thing ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could work, but you'd feel the whole time this real sense of just something was wrong and off and everything. So,
well, we'll see in 2 years' time how it plays out.
One last thing, one last very important thing about the international window, which was the very long retirement of Messi was over after 2 months, and he was back against Uruguay, scoring the winner for Argentina versus Uruguay.
I, for one, am completely shocked.
I am too. Oh my god.
I mourned greatly when Messi retired, thinking we'll never get to see him in an international tournament ever again. At such a young age, at his peak even, one would say. And he's back. I feel a sense of relief that things are the way they should be again.
It's almost like he just didn't want to get picked for the Olympics team, that was it.
Pretty much. Not that I blame him. Well, to be fair, Argentina had one or the other kind of as a choice, to either pick him for the Olympics or pick him for the Copa, and they picked the Copa, and he got them to the final, and they just couldn't win.
Yeah, exactly.